And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Yeah, you know, it is the last show for 2018 here on Talk of the Town, the Roundtable. And so what do people typically do with their last show of the year when they have a show? They make either a review of the year gone by or predictions for the year about to happen. Well, I think everybody's pretty much tired of hearing about everything that took place in 2018. I think we're pretty much news fatigued when it comes to that. So we're going to take a look-see at 2019 through the eyes of the experts. Through the eyes of the experts. And Chuck's looking around going, what do you mean, experts? No, actually, we have a number of different sources to predict what's going to happen in 2019. First, in Arizona. Hmm. Second of all, in the world at large through the eyes of a psychic.
Oh.
And third, the prediction for socialism in America. Ah, yes. It's going to be a lovely afternoon. It's gray and it's cold and we're in a bad mood. So stay tuned. We've got more coming your way here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are going to talk predictions here in just a little bit. Predictions for Arizona as well as the world through the eyes of a psychic. Stay tuned for that. But the first prediction I know is a guaranteed going to happen. There is nothing that will stand in the way of it. And technically, it still encompasses part of 2018, and that is the plan from the governor's Office of Highway Safety for New Year's Eve traffic enforcement. And that's going to be taking place here locally. In fact, it's going to be right over here by Costco, by here at the radio station. So on New Year's Eve.
What did I say? Something? What? I didn't do it.
On New Year's Eve.
Paul Roberts.
The Prescott Valley Police Department will be participating with the Prescott Police Department, hosting a task force focusing on DUI drivers. A command post will be located here at Costco, right by the radio station, starting at 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve and until 3 a.m. on New Year's morning. Now, there's lots of ways, of course, you can avoid this. Number one, just don't drink and drive. That's number one. You could, take an Uber, or something like that. But there's an even better way to do it, and that is through our Do the Ride Thing program through Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. Our radio stations have gotten together with Findlay Automotive, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, and Budweiser, and they have put together an unstoppable team, which has been going on now for over 30 years, providing free cab rides home to your home in the Quad City area from your local watering hole. So if you are so inclined as to not encounter the New Year's Eve traffic enforcement, which is probably a good idea, just do the ride thing. Tell your server to call First Class Taxi, I think is the name of the outfit that is working with us. And I,
having been in that business for a couple of years, all of the watering holes know this. They it's not like who do I call? They know this. They know who to call. So no excuses.
Well, and the traffic enforcement unit says it will continue its support of the traffic enforcement program. The object, of course, to reduce the number of car crashes and the resulting injuries and fatalities through increased highly visible enforcement. And efforts will be focused along Highway 69, the busiest corridor in the Quad City area. So, Prescott Valley Police would like to remind motorists and passengers, it only takes a second or two to fasten a seatbelt. That could help save your life. And the Prescott Valley Police Department would also like to remind everyone who drinks to have a designated driver. So be responsible, enjoy the holiday, and do the ride thing. Tell your server you want a free taxi ride home, courtesy of Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, and by Gadfrey, we'll take care of you. So don't go out there and make a mess of yourself or anybody else. Also, if you happen to be out and about and you're one of the good guys and you spot somebody kind of whizzling back and forth across the yellow lines, well, you should report those DUI, reckless or unsafe drivers to your local law enforcement. Prescott Valley Police can be contacted at 772-9267. Or, of course, you can always do 911 if it's somebody that looks like they're going to be making somebody else's New Year's a mess.
Yeah.
Don't let them do it. So, again, tell your server that you want a free cab ride home, courtesy of Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, and we'll make it happen. And thank you, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Findlay Automotive, and Hensley, distributors of Budweiser, amongst other things, for once again underwriting the free cab rides home. So, predictions. I guess we'll start first with the predictions for Arizona because, after all, I think that for the most part, economically speaking, 2018 will go down in the books as a pretty darn good year for Arizona. You know, our rebound was kind of slow coming out of the recession of 2008-2009, and we kind of crawled back out of that hole in 2010, 11, 12, and then 13. Things started to maybe, as the foreclosed houses left the inventory and more of the home sales tend to be people that actually lived in the home and kept it up, you know, that kind of had an upward effect on prices. Construction really hadn't rebounded enough by then. And so now, in 2017, and especially here in 2018, it's hard to find a bare piece of ground that isn't being worked on right now.
Little flags on it. You know?
Just about everywhere. And it's not just housing. We're noticing multifamily dwellings, like apartment buildings that are going up. Also, some office and retail, some commercial construction underway in Prescott and Prescott Valley and Chino Valley. And, you know, we're also noticing it over in Lake Havasu City as well. So this is not something that's simply just a Quad City phenomenon. It is actually it's happening all over the state of Arizona. So if you liked Arizona's economy this year, according to experts, it looks like more of the same appears in store for 2019. Yes, I know the stock market, you know, get a little burp and stuff like that. But, you know, people are really quick to blame President Trump and the chaos in the White House for the stock market. And I'm here to tell you that people don't buy and sell stock based on the chaos in the White House. They buy and sell stock based on the forecast of whether or not they think the economy is doing well or doing poorly and in what sector that might be. And there's nothing that kills a party more quickly than rising interest rates.
The Feds take care of that.
And the Federal Reserve does that. Donald Trump not only has no say in what the Federal Reserve does, he's actually gone out on a limb and criticized Federal Reserve for raising interest rates, in his opinion, too quickly. And I kind of share that opinion only because we did have a nice bump in the first three quarters of 2018. But what I saw in the last quarter of 2018 was things kind of cooling off a little bit. Still growing at what we call increasing at a decreasing rate is what economists
instead of 5%, it's 3%.
Right, which is still growth. It's still very nice and something that will cause the economy to, you know, to have life. But it's not the kind of, you know, runaway situation where not just one, but two interest rate hikes are brought in, and then a third and a fourth one are planned for 2019. I'm not so sure that the Federal Reserve is actually going to follow through with those plans because I believe that the economy will slow and you'll start reporting growth in the first quarter that's more in the upper twos, more like 2.6, 2.8. And then if they do think that the second quarter is going to be the same, maybe a little less, I think they'll take the foot off the gas when it comes to the interest rates. And that's actually a good thing. You know, the ability for people to go and borrow money and invest in houses and in cars and in, you know, vacations and clothing and remodeling and all these other things, that's all good for the economy. And even though there was plenty of cheap money around during the Obama years, the economy was stumbling along at such a low putrid growth rate, there was no enthusiasm to go out and take a risk or add to your debt. Well, that's a little different story now, where it does simply appear that that the construction business is in recovery mode, which means that those people are employed and they're taking their paycheck home and they're going out and they're going out to eat and going on vacations and they're buying cars. So the people that work in the restaurants and work in the automotive industry, they're making money. They're going out and taking vacations and buying houses. So it's all one gigantic circle.
At least in the Southwest here.
Yeah. And so these are the kinds of things you look for when you try to predict what is going to happen in Arizona. So barring a national recession, which I can tell you most people don't understand what a recession is. They think that a recession is when growth becomes slow. Well, growth does become slow during a recession, but the technical term for a recession is when growth is actually negative. So in other words, you could have growth of 1.1% in a quarter, and the following quarter it could grow by 0.7%. That is still not a recession. It is very, very slow growth, very, very anemic. But in order for there to be a recession, that growth number actually has to be negative. You have to be seeing retraction in the economy in order to have a recession. So no, there is no chance that there's going to be a recession in 2019. It's just not possible. There's too much already underway for there to be a recession. Maybe there's going to be a recession in 2020. I don't know. It depends whether growth begets more growth or if there's going to be a timeout or if there's going to be a, holy crap, we went all the way out on a limb and mortgaged to the hilt.
When mortgage rates hit 20%, like they did a long time ago, you know, and banks say, we're not loaning any money to anybody, now you got a recession.
Yeah, so the idea that there's going to be some kind of recession, forget it. But Arizona for 2019 will again rank among the top states for economic growth, for job gains, and for population increases. We are getting a tremendous amount of influx from California, from people that are seeing the writing on the wall in California and realizing that this place is going to tax you to death, literally tax you and the California economy and its citizens to death, and they're willing to bring in as many new California citizens, not necessarily U.S. citizens, but California citizens, and give them all the benefits of California citizenship, which includes healthcare and school and, you know, maybe even a little money, you know, make sure you get a minimum income and all that. Well, where does all that money come from? California doesn't print its own money. That money comes from taxing the rich. Soaking the rich, making sure the rich pay
actually
their
soaking
fair
the middle
share.
Class, really.
Well, that's what ends up happening.
Yeah.
Because the rich will pick up their little marbles and they'll leave and they will move to a low tax state like Nevada, like Arizona.
Nevada doesn't even have a state income tax.
So that is what we see happening for 2019, more of that migration. So let's talk about the Arizona State University Annual Economic Forecast Luncheon, which took place this past Wednesday. Another year of national economic growth, but more like around 2.5%. A lot better than 1.something%, which is what we averaged during the 8 years under quasi-socialist governance under Barack Obama. Arizona's jobless rate, now at 4.7%, could ease to 3.9% by the end of 2019. Now, I got to tell you, when you have an unemployment rate of below 4%, you're basically at full employment. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, some people just don't want to work.
Well, don't want to work or can't. You know, there's basically, you know, there's always going to be a section of the population that can't work, you know, or doesn't want to work. And when that number, like I say, gets below 4%, you're basically at full employment. So according to Lee McFeeters, he's a, I've seen this guy a number of times. He's an economics professor at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. And he says that momentum is carrying us into a pretty good year in 2019. So today was one of those gray days, gray, cold, sunless days that they have in Seattle every single day. But here in Prescott Valley, that's very rare. You know, the sun shines here 310 days a year. So it's notable when there is such a cloudy, gray, cold, dismal day as there was today weather-wise. Economically speaking, the sun is continuing to shine on everybody, but there is talk of a construction industry slowdown. We'll come back to that when we return here on Talk of the Town. 2019 predictions, the construction industry for Arizona. We'll be back with that right here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web, kqna.com.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, continuing with our 2019 predictions for Arizona, it looks like most of the state's economic clout will, of course, remain concentrated in metropolitan Phoenix. Metro Phoenix accounts for 88% of all jobs created in Arizona in 2018. So, yeah, there's a lot of new jobs being created in Phoenix, and we're feeling it up here. You know, when people graduate from high school or from Yavapai College, you know, we have a hard time keeping them here because, you know, there's just not a lot of industries up here that can support newly graduated students. Now, of course, there are a lot of people out there that are working really, really hard to try to change that. And landing that electric aviation company from Israel, United States headquarters being here in Prescott, that is a huge plus. And there'll be a lot of other things that the folks in the economic development arena are doing to try to bring more jobs here to the Prescott area. But so far, Arizona seems to have reclaimed some economic swagger after several sluggish years coming out of the recession. So far this year, Arizona ranks fifth among the states for personal income gains. Fifth. And I don't mind saying it here at the radio station. Everybody here has gotten a raise. You know, I mean, that is truly a sign of economic prosperity. Arizona ranks sixth in the nation for gross state product, seventh for job creation. Arizona ranks sixth in 2017 for population growth and fifth for domestic in-migration. So Arizona is on fire. I mean, and I mean that economically speaking. But the news is not all roses and sunshine for Arizona. Housing prices in the Phoenix area, for instance, have risen more than twice as fast as wages. And that means there's a widening affordability gap that is starting to slow home sales and construction. When you combine that with an uptick in interest rates, a little bit of a slowdown in the construction industry, especially down in Phoenix. However, the risk of a construction-fueled bust appears to be much lower today than in 2006. Construction employment accounted for 9% of all Arizona jobs back in 2006. Today, it's more like 5.7%.
Hmm.
So higher home prices are also causing more people to rent, which means that apartment demand is high, not just in parts of the valley, but all over Yavapai County as well. And again, you can see that there are new multifamily dwellings going up all over the county. So another ASU economics professor, Bart Hojan, says he sees a year of solid economic growth at the national level in 2019, paced by steady hiring and stable inflation, notwithstanding more interest rate hikes. He says U.S. economic growth around 2.5%, moderate inflation of about 2%, and an unemployment rate hovering near 3.5%. All short-term signs for the U.S. economy are still very good, referring to the outlook for the next couple of years. And so this big sell-off in the stock market, followed by a huge buy-in, followed by another big little sell-off, you can expect that kind of volatility to continue ad nauseum. It's not for the faint of heart, but according to the economics people, they're telling you that it looks like the economy, for at least the next couple of years, still looks very good. Some factors that could change that scenario include flattening stock market prices. Well, that can go up and down. The flattening of housing prices, trade disputes, and slower global economic growth. Well, quite frankly, folks, Arizona has a lot to offer, not just the nation, but the world, in terms of a place to live, a place to thrive, a place to create, and
a place to visit.
I think we're in fine shape. Fine shape. There are, however, some unresolved longer-term problems that we need to deal with as well. Many other nations are not doing as well as the U.S. economy, which could slow the growth here. However, what it does do, it does increase the demand or maintain the high level of demand for United States financial instruments. Because if you're looking around the world at where would you put your money if you were a country or an investor, you'd have a hard time beating the United States in terms of stability of prices and, you know, knowing that when you go back to the bank 10 years from now to get a buck, at the very least, there will still be a buck there.
To keep out of Venezuela for a while.
But no significant slowdown. So, you know, recessions need a spark. They don't just happen, and they don't really see here in Arizona or in the United States anything that points towards that kind of thing happening. So that is a very good, positive economic outlook for 2019. And so with that, we will pause for the news. Sorry about that. But when we come
That's
back,
always good news.
But when we come back, though, we will have predictions for 2019 from a different source, psychic predictions. And, hey, I don't write the stuff. I just report the news. So stay tuned. Our second half of the roundtable coming up next on Talk of the Town. KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles
together. Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. State troopers deal with yet another wrong-way crash.
It happened just after midnight Thursday morning. A driver heading south on northbound Loop 101 in Tempe crashes into another vehicle. The driver then flees the scene, leaving two people injured. They've been taken to the hospital, and fortunately, their injuries are minor. The driver is still at large, and DPS continues investigating the crash. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Village of Oak Creek residents should be on the lookout for burglary suspects.
On Christmas Eve, the suspect attempted to force entry through a home's rear sliding glass door. While checking out the neighborhood, a patrol supervisor noticed a home on Cove Drive where it appeared someone tried to force entry through a window. There was another home where entry was also attempted through the rear sliding glass door. Keep an eye out for any suspicious activity, persons, or vehicles in your neighborhood. Provide detailed descriptions and vehicle license plate numbers. Call the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office at 771-3260. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Partly sunny and breezy, a 30% chance for snowy showers this evening, 20% tomorrow, with an overnight low near 21 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then sunny and warming by Sunday, highs near 36 Friday, 39 Saturday, 45 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling overnight to near 23, a 30% chance for rain and snow showers this evening, 20% Friday, with mostly sunny highs tomorrow and Saturday, near 45, up to near 53 Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane.
The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
A greeting for the new year from the staff and management of KQ&A.
I'm Sanford Cohen.
I'm Victoria Corona.
I'm Lindsay Draper.
I'm Alicia Morgeau.
I'm Jody Aguirre.
I'm Link Elliott.
I'm Jan Sheldon.
I'm Patty Teal.
I'm Karen Ibarra.
I'm Terry Cohen.
And I'm Nick Canuel, wishing a safe, happy, and prosperous new year to your family from ours. The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
You betcha. Predictions for 2019. The Phoenix days have arrived as the mythical bird begins to fly, bringing huge upheavals and changes to our planet. This, according to Betsy Lewis, a renowned psychic who predicted that Donald J. Trump, speaking of the world, in turmoil, would become our 45th president and was given a powerful vision of Trump taking the oath as a 45th president of the United States. So on that rock of Gibraltar, Betsy has come up with some mighty fine predictions for 2019. Now, she does say, just as kind of a background, we are now in the Phoenix Rising segment. Earth Mother is going through a rebirth now. Extreme weather, droughts, floods, volcanoes, huge eruptions, tectonic plates shifting, huge tears suddenly appearing from deep core movement, sinkholes from water under Earth Mother drying up, strange accidents with planes, trains, boats, cars, and lighting up the night sky, huge winds blowing across the land with great intensity, hurricanes, tornadoes, lights in the sky will be green signaling more to come.
Well, isn't that cheerful?
Now, the funny, it's not funny, but I mean, the thing
the
is,
odd.
These are the visions that were given to Betsy at age 7.
Well, some of them have come true.
Yeah, well, there have been
earthquakes.
There have been extreme weather, droughts, floods, volcanoes. So anyway, so here are some of the predictions for 2019. From Betsy. First of all, volcanoes awaken.
Kilauea, we already had that.
Kilauea has quieted down, but others will awaken along the Pacific Rim of Fire. Those nearby should prepare to leave your homes within minutes. Huge volcanoes and earthquakes will shake the South Pacific with a megathrust earthquake of 9.0 and higher in the South Pacific region. Yellowstone geysers are going to see some big activity in 2019. And Mount Etna and other volcanoes in Italy that are now erupting, and eruptions from Little Krakatoa in Indonesia with more tsunamis in the news. That is prediction number one from Betsy Lewis.
It's already coming true.
Well, it's easy to make a prediction when the stuff's going on while you're making it. This is the part that I can't understand why anybody couldn't accept this as a prediction. UFOs and strange sightings in the sky. Now, I can tell you right now, I have seen UFOs and strange sightings on the street. But strange sightings in the sky is another story. Some of the UFOs will be our military. Others will be operated by worldly beings. In some instances, there are holographic images beamed into our world on cloudy days. Today's one today's of those cloudy day, huh? days. So if you see anything strange in the sky today, just know Betsy saw it first.
Did Betsy run for state senate?
Winter of 2019, according to Betsy, will bring record snows to the east and northwest.
This is amazing. This is Karnak. I'm waiting for Johnny Carson to jump.
And snow again will fall in the UK. These are predictions for 2019. Also, multiple sclerosis. Scientists will discover a gene that causes MS. It won't be a cure, but it'll stop the illness that affects some 2.3 million people worldwide. And this is something that I thought was really a cool development from the genome project at ASU, is that they're finding out that a lot of these kinds of autoimmune diseases are actually genetic malfunctions, or actually where a particular gene is either mutated or is missing entirely, and that part of the therapy is to somehow be able to scrape that gene out of a DNA swizzle stick somehow and be able to inject it in someone and replenish their supply of that missing part of their DNA as sort of an immunotherapy, which is fascinating. I could see the logic behind something like that.
It's called stem cell research, folks.
Okay. Amazing discoveries. Some people will be able to see again through the aid of a device that stimulates the optic nerves. They are doing that.
Yeah.
I saw that on 60 Minutes. Major discoveries for paralyzed people walking again. Stem cell research. It says right here, Chuck, you predicted.
I predicted that.
Stem cell research. And electrical stimulation to the limbs. Another way to make that happen. Let's see. She's also predicting for 2019 accidents with trains, planes, buses, trucks, and mostly due to carelessness, alcohol, or drugs.
Let me jot that down.
Carelessness, alcohol, or drugs.
I'll check back next year, folks, see if this came true.
We don't want any alcohol-related accidents over the holidays. That's why you have us providing you with Do the Right Thing, Ask Your Server. That way, Betsy's prediction will not come true for you. Let's see. The Vatican and Pope Francis. There is a rather lengthy premonition here, but I'll just go with the short.
This could be a stretch.
It says a great darkness that has been pervasive in the church for eons will come with a fall from grace due to their evil ways.
It's not
possible.
A stretch.
It's possible Pope Francis will resign in 2019. Oh, Betsy.
Betsy?
Betsy. Betsy, what are you doing to us, Betsy Lewis? How about another one? Children killing children and mass shooters.
How she do it?
Until humans understand we are all connected and that for every horrible action there's a price to pay, we were created by God and so we are part of that. It might take a world catastrophe to transform humans and stop the killings and wars. Well, name the kind of world catastrophe that would not be somehow war-related.
Big flood?
Well, it's going to take a whole bunch of floods. But, okay. How about predictions on Elon Musk? Do we know who Elon Musk is? It's not the cologne. It's Elon Musk, the guy that created Tesla.
Right? Yeah.
Tesla, the electric car. He's a business magnate, investor, and engineer, founder, CEO of the product architect of Tesla. And he and Betsy Lewis, the psychic, sees tough times ahead for Elon Musk in 2019 and his mental state. Now, let's tell you very quickly that during 2018, Elon Musk smoked some weed and then went and predicted that he was going to take his company private and even named the price per share that it was going to cost for him to take his publicly traded company private. his mental state notwithstanding, it's against the law to say anything as the head of a publicly traded company.
Isn't that called insider trading?
It's against the law to speculate as to what your company may or may not do in either acquiring or being acquired or going private or going public for that matter. So Elon Musk was making his own bad karma with that. But Betsy says it's going to, you know, affect.
Well, isn't he getting reservations for people to take space flight now?
They actually, what they did is they removed him as the CEO. He's still the biggest stockholder, but they removed him as CEO of Tesla because of the SEC coming in. And
you can't say, just kidding.
Let's see. Another prediction from Betsy Lewis, the psychic. Terrorist attacks in the United States and Europe.
How should you do it?
Can you imagine that? If you travel to Europe, particularly France and Germany, be vigilant. Be suspicious. Trust your intuition.
The same could be said while you're going downtown Phoenix.
Well, we have a couple of friends here that he's from Montreal, and he has been going back and forth to France for 40 years. And he has friends living in France. And the French Jews in particular, they are leaving France in droves and going to Israel. That's one of the things that's driving up the price of real estate in Israel, is that 200,000 Jews from France are just saying, get me the heck up out of here. And they're literally buying just about everything sight unseen in the way of residences and apartments in Israel. So that is something that is definitely not a prediction. It's a reality. And finally, we can't complete Betsy Lewis's list of predictions without revisiting the volcano situation again, because she sees not only volcanoes awakening, but volcanoes erupting. Italy could see a dormant volcano awaken with sudden disastrous eruption inside the earth. And that's it for Betsy. So, predictions, Phoenix Rising, if you would like to know, 2019 World Predictions by Betsy Lewis. You can go to BetsyLewis.com and check out her predictions. So, I have a prediction that the socialists in America are trying their darndest to take over, and I've got some predictions about what they will and won't be able to do, and hopefully what we all will end up doing in America to make sure that our country stays safe and stays free. Stick around. Our predictions for a socialist America, not coming up next on the Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, we're getting... getting behind here. We have letters from people who want a new vehicle and a present. How are we gonna do that?
Ho, ho, ho. Easy. All we have to do is work on the presents. Findlay Toyota Prescott's got the new vehicles covered because it's Toyotathon.
During Findlay Toyotathon, we either make your first payment or pay for your license plates for a year. It's the Season of Savings event. Now through the entire month of December. Toyotathon means the best finance offers, the best selection, the best trade-in value, and the lowest pricing of the year. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Toyota dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year.
You know, Santa, with Findlay Toyota Prescott picking up all the new vehicle requests, me and the boys are going to start knocking off an hour early every day.
Oh, no, you will not.
Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during Toyotathon at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. Offer ends 12/31/2018. See dealer for complete program details.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Event Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back with what remains of Talk of the Town for 2018 and democratic socialism. What would a socialist America look like? Well, we're not predicting a socialist America. In fact, we are hoping to high heaven that it doesn't happen. But when you've got politicians like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a proponent of the three chambers of government, and amongst all the other we call it Michigas. She just doesn't really. She talks without thinking, but when she does think, what she says isn't very good either. So it really doesn't matter.
Michigas.
Michigan's Rashida Tlaib. Now you know that. A congressperson from Michigan, big on, boycotting Israel, because after all, Israel, what a terrible country that is. They just export all kinds of technological marvels, medical miracles.
Stem cell research.
And desalinization is high on their priority list. So we're going to talk to just before we leave today. Kansas's James Thompson, and of course, the big mouth from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, who is a Twitter nut. You think that Donald Trump tweets a lot? Bernie Sanders, must tweet in his sleep, because, he tweets nonstop, constantly, not only running down anything that any president or Republican does, but he's always talking about remembering the 40 million people that live at or below the poverty line in America, and that we need to put those people first in our thoughts and actions. And Bernie Sanders, to which I respond to Bernie Sanders, okay, Bernie, you first. Go ahead. How much of your personal finances, I know you're really great about taking money from other people and giving it to the poor, how much are you giving personally to help these people? And let me ask you something else. While we have those 40 million people we need to worry about, why on earth would you, Bernie Sanders, be a proponent of us bringing more government-dependent people into a country where we can't already adequately, according to you, Bernie, we can't already adequately take care of the people that we have? It's stupid. stupid. It makes no sense. All you're trying to do, Bernie, is score political points. And as far as I'm concerned, that may work great for your minions of brainwashed socialist followers. But for the rest of us that actually have to sign a paycheck for a living, we know that you, Bernie Sanders, are full of it. And it is socialist dogma, which, you know, hey, if you look back on the Bolshevik Revolution and what a great job socialism did for Russia, and you look back on Venezuela when they went ahead and they did their socialist thing, what a great job they did. And the socialists in Nicaragua, what another great example of fine, fine economic policy leading to prosperity amidst all kinds of chaos and no food and bad medical and so forth. So the Bernie Sanders of the world can lick their lips until they're absolutely chapped. But the fact is that democratic socialism in America will never, never take hold, because business, with all of its warts, business is good for America and for Americans. I personally have never received a paycheck from someone that's poor. So somebody's got to make the money. So not Bernie, but somebody's got to make the money. Anyway, one of the other things that is going to be facing Arizona in 2019 and 2020 is a shortage of water. And there is currently a renegotiation of the Colorado River water agreement that Arizona, Nevada, California, the Colorado River Indian Tribes, the Imperial Valley Irrigation District, everybody is a party to this thing. And the lake level at Lake Mead is down to 38%. And they're pushing the panic button. Desalinization is the way to go, because you've got the ability to take water from the Sea of Cortez and run desalinized water, and from the ocean too. Israel's doing it. Israel was a horrible water importer. They were always thirsty in Israel. Well, they've fired up these desalinization plants, and Israel has gone from being a net importer to now a net exporter of water. They supply water to a lot of the other countries around the Mediterranean Sea and the Red Sea. So desalinization works. We've got partners in Israel, and Arizona and Israel have met many times to talk about the water issue. In fact, they're going to have a big meeting here to talk about, you know, making some of that desalinization work. Because right now, the way it's going, we're heading for a bad situation in 2020 water-wise unless we do something about it. And desalinization and help from the state of Israel is exactly what the doctor ordered. So I say let's have a good year in 2019, and I guess I'll leave you with the last word when it comes to socialism.
Socialism is great until you run out of everybody else's money.
Well said. So from all of us here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, we've, the last month has been a real challenge for us, but we are looking forward to 2019 with optimism, and we hope that, besides Betsy's predictions, that the economic predictions for Arizona are good, and hope things are well for you and for your family as well. For Chuck Roberts, I'm Sanford Cohen, wishing all of you a very happy new year. And we've got Mark Levin up next. I'm sure he'll be a breath of sunshine for the Talk of the Quad Cities on KQ&A. Have a great Thursday and a very safe New Year's Eve, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.